Hi dancers! Today we're going to be exploring sound and touch. You can choose to explore either sound or touch, or sound and touch together. To begin, pick a room in your house to explore. First, take a moment to take in all of the different surfaces in your room. Notice the walls, the floors, any really big objects in your space. Without touching them, do you think you might know what they feel like, or what sounds you might be able to make with them? Do you know what materials they're made from? I'm in my bedroom and I'm going to start with my walls. I know that one part of my wall is made from brick, whilst the other is made from plasterboard. If I knock them, that's the plasterboard. That's the brick. I notice that they feel the same but sound very different. Take a few moments to explore the different ways you can touch your chosen surface and the different ways you can make sounds with it too. What parts of your body can touch the surface with? How much of your body can you get to touch the surface at the same time? If you use different parts of your body, can you make a different sound? What rhythms can you make? If you want more time to explore your surface, or if you want to explore a different surface, you can pause the audio. Now that we've explored big surfaces, we're going to look at smaller objects. In front of me, I have my lamp and a foam roller. I chose them because I think they're going to have really interesting textures, and I think they'll make really different sounds. I'm going to start with my lamp. It's made of metal, and I really enjoy the sounds it makes when I tap it. Just like we did with the surfaces, I'm going to start to explore the texture of my lamp and the sounds I can make with it. How does it feel on a different part of my body? Does that part of my body make a different sound? What rhythms can I make with it? Now I'm going to move on to my roller. It's much sturdier than the lamp. And it has lots of bumps that make a sound when I rub my hand along them. I'm curious how this would feel and sound against a surface. And I'll use my carpet. Sorry, that's just me moving my lamp out of the way. If I roll it against the carpet, I can hear a very faint sound. It sounds a little bumpy. Even though I'm focusing on the sound it's making on the floor, I can hear the sound it's making against my hand as I push it away and pull it back to me. I'm also noticing that I'm touching it for a very short amount of time, and that I touch it in different places, giving my hand really short bursts of contact with the different textures on the roller. Take some time to explore some of the objects that you have in your space, and then come back when you're ready. Finally, we'll be exploring different textures and sounds that we can make with our own bodies. You might already be quite used to this from our warm-ups. Let's think about all the different touches we know. We can squeeze, we can tap, we can pat, stroke, and rub. Like we do in our warm-ups, we can use these different touches on our body, noticing how the different touches feel. Remember to be light and gentle. You might also notice that some of them make sounds. They might sound different depending on whether you're touching your skin or a piece of clothing, and different areas of your body might make different sounds as well. Tapping my head, for example, sounds very different to tapping my stomach. After you've had some time to explore the different sounds you can make with your body and the things in your space, you can try creating a dance based on different sounds or indulging in different textures in your space. You can do this either as an improvisation or a choreographed routine. Happy creating!